Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, we have a fascinating Friday for you in store. Tara Flynn is our visiting critic, because it's visiting critic happens on a Friday. She is Tara Flynn, comfortably ensconced in Fair City these days, married to a dastardly chap there. But she also co-presents a hilarious podcast with Marion Keyes for BBC Sounds, Busy Woman. And she also tells us she's very girly, likes girly shows. So to get her out of her comfort zone and to review something interesting for us, we made her watch manly programmes, manly shows for manly men. Deadliest Catch, I don't think, is even a thing anymore. So it's gold mining, bit of mining, bit of a political podcast for, you know, Audi driving rugby dads, that type of thing. It sounds actually, sometimes it sounds very cruel, visiting critic, but there's a bit of crack out of it, and we will, no doubt, with Tara Flynn. And also this morning, we're meeting Aidan Gillen. He's going to be joining his nephew, who's 12-year-old Daniel, and fellow members of the Palestrina Choir. It's a very revered choir, very difficult to get into. And Aidan's going to be doing a reading at our choral service in the concert hall, which is happening tomorrow afternoon and evening. It's going to be very festive, very Christmassy. So that's why he's chatting to us this morning. And I'm looking forward to, because Aidan Gillen, he's kind of like known to everyone. He's like a megastar, but remains somewhat inscrutable, a little bit mysterious. And yet this is the man who's the star of Circle of Friends, Some Other Son, Queer as Folk on Channel 4 all those years ago, The Wire, the Maze Runner movies, he's in a Batman movie, Mayor of Kingstown lately, Love, Hate and Kin, Peaky Blinders, 7 years of Game of Thrones, and plus he starred in music videos by Sigur Rós and Fontaines DC, who did a really good show last weekend, by the way. And he also played Charlie High very memorably. And I've barely skirted the clouds of his output, but somehow he's remained a kind of a non-celebrity actor. Isn't that right? And he rarely does radio or telly interviews. And as I say, Aidan Gillen is only surfacing today to help out a Dublin choir. I hope he's not listening and we've scared him off now. 51551 for the texts. Now, men, how are you feeling out there, since we're going to be touching on manly culture? About Christmas, that is. Have you done anything? Have you even done any thinking? Because the research shows us that you probably haven't. The busiest hour for in-shop shopping by men is between 12 p.m. and 1 p.m. on December the 23rd. So a bank has put out data from the last Christmas period, and they've revealed that €5.6 million was spent by men in that hour alone, because they made a last-minute dash to the shops, not knowing what they're going to get and so on. The busiest hour for all shopping was 3 to 4pm on the 22nd of December. So there's all the women doing the last little bits, and they've probably been shopping for months. Men are just going in the following day. People from Meath shelled out the most during the festive period, and those in Donegal spent the least. What does that tell us? Apart from all the kind of judgmental things we do about counties. Well, people in Meath, they're rich, aren't they? Meath is rich, and Donegal probably do some of their shopping in the north and maybe is missing from the data. See, I protect the people from Donegal, fellow Ulster people and all that. Women spend more on the presents for Christmas. Men spend more in the pub. So all of the stereotypes are true. This is the data. Yes, December 23rd, by the way, is the busiest day for pubs over the festive period. And the busiest day for grocery shopping is also the 23rd. The 23rd is a mad day. I've tried to stay in bed, I think, after reading all of that. Women spend more on presents than men. That's quite surprising. But men spend twice as much on jewellery. So that means the men just buy jewellery. Not very easy to buy stuff for men, though, is what we hear all the time. There is a bit of a boom going on in some ways. Well, I'm hearing anecdotally people going into town saying, oh, it's mad, town of Dublin, and also other regional destinations, Dundalk and so on. I'm hearing very, very, very busy, busier than ever. And yet we see things like the Capuchin Centre, people queuing for food parcels. This is all life is happening all at the same time. But there is definitely a spending boom going on. That's all coming from the auction politics we had in the election. The extra child benefit and things like that is going to be spent. People need to have nice things to keep the mood jolly, I suppose. It's quite interesting because you're looking at the news in Britain at the moment, and they've had an unexpected shrinking of the economy, and it's gone the opposite way. There used to be a time when their economy would sneeze and Ireland would catch a cold, and they won't even talk about the fact that it's Brexit is the reason for the fact that we're unaffected by their economy largely. But they are having a pretty bad time of it, which I'm sorry to say, but they're not really owning up to it, as it were. Now, as I say, there's a boom in one end and not so much in the other, because live music industry is something we celebrate as much as we can in this country all the time, but is not having a merry time. If you were watching Primetime last night, they had a deep dive into Irish live music industry and the singer-songwriters in particular. And Mary Coughlan was there chatting. She's celebrating 40 years. Great success for her as a musician. But she's just saying, you know, there was an initial post-COVID after the lockdown surge and people going to concerts. But musicians and artists she knows are really struggling to make a living at all. She says people work for gigs for 80 quid a gig, maybe 120 euro for another gig. They're driving all over the country trying to feed themselves, barely anywhere to stay. She says she knows amazing singer-songwriters, performing artists and musicians who will never be able to make a living here. And so they end up doing gardening jobs on the side. They work in coffee shops. They do everything. Alfie Hudson-Taylor, he was in a band, Hudson-Taylor, with his brother Harry. And he's now a solo artist and he presents a podcast on the darker side of the music industry. And he was telling Primetime that basically artists like Taylor Swift, Oasis, all of the big, big stars, they are commanding bigger and bigger, bigger prices for tickets. And that is leaving very little for the smaller artists.
Within a year, about 300 euro, you know, would be the max I'd want to spend on concert tickets. Now, that could be one Oasis ticket or it could be like 10... 15 grassroots gigs, a product.
So that's Alfie Hudson-Taylor there. And yeah, he has a point. There's like the big shows with the sky-high prices, like your Taylors and even Bruce Springsteen and Oasis and Coldplay and so on. They're like the shopping centres at the edge of town with the big brands and the new acts, the singer-songwriters, the bands or the small shops are closing down on the main street. So it's terribly sad. Mary Cotton told this other story, but it's all about streaming as well. That getting a million streams in a year, so a million listens to a song, she got 29 euro. And the man who wrote it got 35 euro for 1 million streams on Spotify. So Spotify making money, the artists are not. And then there was another guy talking about, you know, the touring merch and T-shirts, records, CDs, all the stuff they needed to you know, help bands fund their tours. So venues are now charging, you know, big chunks, 30% cut of the sales of merch. So they're being hit from a number of fronts. And also live music venues are closing down all around the place. Now, you can do your bit to help out, because if you want to support Irish, Merchy Christmas is happening this very weekend in the Grand Social in Dublin. That's formerly Pravda. It's on the north end of the Halfpenny Bridge in Dublin. So if you haven't heard it before, it's a real life merch market that happens every Christmas. All your favourite artists, they flog their wares directly to you, their fans, and they get the money from it, basically. It started 3-4 years ago. They were off stage during the lockdowns and all that. So it was a lot of crack. 50 years. So Grand Social in Dublin, it is happening this weekend. There's even live music as well. The likes of Cruel Sister, Ishbini na Héireann, Morgana, Saint Sister and more. Admission is free. They suggest a donation of 6 euro because that's going to the Dublin Simon Community and the Palestine Children's Relief Fund. The merch in question from the Mary Wallopers out of Dundalk, Shiv, Houseplants, Pillow Queens, Gilla Band, Lancome, all the Irish acts that you need to go out and support. Indeed, that's happening at the Grand Social this weekend. Damien Dempsey has been confirmed as a headline. We played Damo here yesterday for one of his Christmas tunes, and he's going to headline the Rock Against Homelessness gig. This is a really deadly, brilliant thing they do in aid of Focus Ireland. It's in its 10th anniversary because it's needed. A little reminder for you, only under 15,000 people are in emergency homeless accommodation. That's not the full homeless figure. And that's under just about 15,000. Over 4,500 of them are children. Damien Dempsey says the crisis makes him angry to his bones and he's going to perform at that. And he wants you to come out and support. His new album, by the way, Hold Your Joy, has been described as record of the year, and it has loads of songs that reflect the uncomfortable, grim reality for many people who are living in our midst and in the shadows often in the present day. So tickets for Rock Against Homelessness, which is happening at the Olympia Theatre in Dublin on the 7th of February. 40 quid for the tickets. On sale next Wednesday on Ticketmaster, and it's sponsored by Cadbury, Arrakis Insurance, Starbucks, Hard Rock Cafe. 7th of February, Rock Against Homelessness. Well worth supporting, I would say, for sure. Well, it'd be remiss of us if we didn't start the morning with more Christmas music from more Irish artists, and an original one is this. Picture This.